You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI of the Heartland. And with me today, all the way in Wyoming, I have Troy Mack with me. Troy, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Brandon. How about yourself?
I cannot complain. So we were having a visitor day at Troy's chapter, and it was a very successful visitor day, might I add. And we were chatting at the end, and Troy wanted, or well, he shared this concept that he's really built his business on. And when I tell you the concept, it's going to be a no-brainer how it plays into BNI. But I thought it was a great topic, and Troy wanted to share it on a podcast, and I'm super excited about it today. So what he brought to me was working by referral. And I'll let him define that a little bit more, kind of the system and what it's all about. But we're going to cover kind of how he works the system and then how we can tie it into BNI. So, Troy, go ahead and talk a little bit about Brian, the system, working by referral, what you've been doing the last few years.
Okay. So, thanks, Brandon. So, as Brandon said, I'm a real estate agent out here in Casper, Wyoming. And, you know, working by referral has always been one of those top line things that you always shoot for. And I think in any sales position, that's where you want to get. Interesting statistic in the real estate world, 82% of real estate transactions that go on are either a direct referral or from a past client. So with that being said, you know, who wants to chase the other 18% in the big game with everybody else? And also, you know, by working by referral, what that does, Brandon, is it allows me to spend quality time with the clients that are active in transactions at this time, as well as continue to build relationships with my past clients and, you know, sprout new ones with additional people. When you're spending 2 to 3 hours a day chasing cold leads on the phone, because I know even in BNI, when we talk about it, you say cold leads and they get a grumble. You're like, oh, nobody wants to make those calls. You know, that's probably the key point of it. The additionals to that are the fact that it creates more free time for me with my family and the things that I want to do in life, which keeps me fresh, which keeps me rejuvenated and repowered for everything that I do on a daily basis.
So, very fortunate. I actually got to meet, I think, some of your family. I don't think you had your kids with you at the awards event. So that was very awesome. And right in lines with talking about being able to spend more time with your clients and building those relationships, one thing that I always noticed when I was in the improvement industry is the people that I'd go on a sales call with and maybe spend an hour or two, they'd make all their decisions, get scheduled that day. That's what we want, that one call close, if you will, right? And it's because it's a great utilization of time. Sometimes I would drive an hour or two out to just go to an appointment. And so it just made a lot of sense. But I would forget about those people. They were too kind. They were too easy. And it was the people that usually didn't even go with the product at the end of it, had 1,000 questions that I'd probably already answered, or just more difficult to work with. It gets to the point that you even memorize their phone number when they call you on your cell phone, right? I think being able to not only gain more time, but channel that into your existing clients it speaks volumes on how you can continue to get those referrals from existing clients, because it's not a one and done situation. But unfortunately in your industry, in a lot of industries, it very much can be. I mean, isn't the statistic people buy a home about every 7 years or so? And if you don't keep that lasting impression, 7 years later, they may not even remember they bought the house from you. And that all goes back to that experience that they had. So I've never really put it into consideration of even saying, well, I have this spare time. What do I do? Let's focus on those previous clients. So I think that's a great fact that you bring up there. So BNI, working by referrals, being our referral organization, how'd you bring those two together and find that happy place for your success now?
So interesting question. I actually started working, did a program called Peak Producers with Brian Buffini, and I think Dr. Meisner actually interviewed with, so that really kind of triggered things even more. But when I was approached with the BNI system, or not system, but the BNI in its general, I didn't even hesitate. I mean, before I even left the meeting, I had an application that was filled out. I cut a check. I sent it off to Omaha, and he's like, well, you don't want to even come to a meeting? And I'm like, I don't need to. If it's all about referral, that's my MO, you know? Because it's at the end of the day, what you're doing with your referrals is you're building advocacy for yourself, for your business. You know, but once I got into BNI, I understood a little bit better how things worked. And one of the mind shifts that I had going into it was, you know, going in, obviously it's like, ooh, how many people will refer people to me? The instant mind shift that happened as you start to know, like, and trust other people was, what if I just went after this and said, how much business can I give away to people? You know, to be able to walk in and set a target every week and say, you know what, who can I use this week? Who do I have in my database that could use services of somebody over here? And when you pour that focus that direction, it all seems to start coming back around. Because also what you're doing on top of the one-to-ones and the 60 seconds in the meetings and everything, you're giving people faith that, yeah, you want to see their business succeed too. So that's, you know, business at its finest in the way that I feel like it should be done on a regular basis. You're not going to refer somebody that you don't know. I mean, we talked earlier about, hey, Troy, I need a painter. I'm not going to flip the yellow pages open and go, here, Bob the painter here. Great. Yeah, use him. Well, do you know him? No. How can I know, like, and trust this guy that he's going to do a good job, take care of my property while I'm in it? So referral is huge to me, and it goes both ways.
And on the reverse side of that, when we were chatting about the painter and all that, which, by the way, Bob the painter in the yellow books is not in BNI. We're not bashing any members here. But you also said that a referral went out and it didn't exactly pan out the best, not a BNI referral. And when the customer said, well, I hate to put this on you, you took full credit. You said, no, this is on me. And I think that's what a referral is. Your name is stamped on it. And to send that out to your clients and your fellow coworkers, even your family, BNI gives us the environment to build those relationships. So even if it doesn't go perfect, because we don't live in a perfect world, but you have the relationship to go back and talk to them about it. I had kind of an incident with the carpet cleaner in my original chapter, had to do with a spot on the carpet that did or did not get cleaned up. I don't want to go into detail with it, but we were able to have a very rational conversation about it that led to me talking to the person I referred him to kind of calm it down. He reached out to her too, don't get me wrong, but I worked with her, so I had that better relationship. And I think that's almost more important that we remember, is that your name does go with those referrals and you are accountable with that. And that's why I like BNI's, and I'll use yours, the system, is because we have accountability and recognition as some of our core values.
Exactly.
So Troy, I didn't tell you this part because I always like to put people on the spot. Any final words of wisdom? We're going to kind of wrap it up here, but any last statement or something you want to send out there to the listeners?
You know, I actually read a book, and I think we talked about this a little bit before, called Immigrant Edge by Brian Buffini. So if you don't know the backstory on Brian Buffini, he was an Irish immigrant, came over here, and he's 19 years old, got in a motorcycle accident, put himself way under the bus as far as financial things go. But if you check him out, I mean, he is one of the greatest assets to my business. Is him. But he wrote a book called Immigrant Edge, and it essentially comes down to, you know, we all have the same opportunities, but the immigrants coming in see it, and if we're blinded by all of our, you know, wants and needs and whatever, and they come in hungry, and we all have that same opportunity to be hungry and work in an industry that we want to, that we love. And, you know, as well as, you know, it's all there, especially with our day and age with the internet. I mean, what we're doing right now wasn't possible 20 years ago.
Yep.
But there's so much at our fingertips on a regular basis. I would just kind of encourage people to just reach out, talk to people, and, you know, use your sphere, use your database. And especially in BNI, I mean, it's all right there. And really think about how much business can I give away and watch it just rain. You know, give it out in slices, get it back in loaves, is what my broker says here. So right along the lines with giver's gain mentality.
I like that. Give it out in slices and get it back in loaves. Well, for our listeners, this is a reminder that these podcasts are directed for you. And if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do the best to cover that in the future. Troy, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it. I think it's beautiful out there where you're at in Wyoming right now, right? No crazy storms or anything?
We're living good out here now.
Awesome. We'll get out there, sell some homes. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.